Keith, be here too. WCDO.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lowell back with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We are courtside at Visions Federal Credit Union Arena here in Binghamton. It's the Section 4 Class B Girls Championship game today between Norwich, the top seed, and Shenango Valley, the 3 seed. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. My color commentator today is Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull. Rich, what's the buzz around NHS right now as the girls get set for another chance to go to the state tournament?
The buzz is we better win or we're going home. The buzz is with this group of kids, they expect to win every single game. It doesn't matter if they're playing the LA Lakers or Shenango Valley. They expect to win. That's just how they've been brought up in this program, in this system. And if they don't win today, they'll be disappointed.
So we'll talk more about that. I want to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Again, we're live at the arena today, and we're also on WCDOsports.com, again, brought to you by SFCU. We'll take a quick break. Again, the Butler Auto pregame show live from the arena. Norwich girls taking on Shenango Valley in the sectional championship game on WCDO.
At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, we don't just say we have a big inventory. We prove it every day.
Our brand new facility is just down the road on Route 7 and currently features over 125 vehicles, including a recent delivery of 30 Dodge Caravans.
You'll get top dollar for your trade-in, and we'll even buy your vehicle. And remember, Butler Auto Sales has financing plans for every credit situation.
Our new facility also houses the Butler Service Department with brand new state-of-the-art equipment, experienced service techs, and very comfortable, spacious waiting areas.
Butler Auto will also pick up and deliver your car while you're at work.
So come browse the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area, or schedule a service appointment to get your car ready for spring at Butler Auto Sales, now in our new facility just down the road on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
And our display lot on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Shop 24/7 and fill out a credit app online at butlerautosales.com.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lowell and Rich Turnbull live at the arena for the Section 4 Class B Girls Championship game between Norwich and Shenango Valley. Rich and I were just talking off the air. If you take out the COVID year, if Norwich girls were able to win today, this would be three straight trips to the state tournament, so three straight Section 4 Class B championship games. And, you know, the last time they were here, it was the last game I got to call before COVID. I mean, literally the next week, it was shut down. So that team really had a lot taken away from it.
That was the game before I walked into the gym and told them their season was done because of COVID. It was a tough time.
What was that like for you?
It was horrible. It was probably the worst thing I've done in my job. I've done a lot of bad things in this job that I've had to do, because, you know, a lot of times you have to be the disciplinarian in this job. And what happened was, is I had to walk into the gym and tell them that nothing that they did was wrong, but we weren't playing anymore. And it was very tough, and there's a lot of tears, and I let Coach Bennett kind of handle it from there. I'll be honest, Coach Bennett and I are fairly close. I'm a little bit of a homer on the radio today. And Coach Bennett and I had an emotional moment about it. And it's tough. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it now. So,
of course, Rich is the Norwich Athletic Coordinator. We're so glad to have him along here today for our broadcast. Of course, it's the Butler Auto pregame show. We also have a variety of special sponsors which have been very gracious this week with their time and their money to help us bring you these games, whether it was the Class C games earlier in the week, the Class D games yesterday. I mean, that South Courtright-Richfield Springs game was fantastic. And, of course, the game here today featuring the Norwich girls. Norwich was the top seed in this bracket. They won their first round game over Whitney Point, the 8th seed, 64-28. And then everybody was very nervous. I wanted to ask you about this, Rich. That 4 seed Waverly was coming into Norwich High School. Everybody was kind of biting their nails. And Norwich wins 52-28 to advance here to the championship game. What made Norwich so successful the other night?
Well, they had to adjust to Waverly. And the reason why everybody was so nervous about Waverly is they were the unknown. A lot of the teams in Class B, Norwich knows and played. They do a lot in summer league with those teams. So Waverly was this kind of this team they didn't know about. And then when they came in, they had to get the jitters out. They made a lot of really good second half adjustments. And then the third quarter was just all Norwich. And really, if you were at that game, you know, the last 2 minutes of the first half, they went on like an 8-0 run. And Coach Bennett made some adjustments in the second half and was over from there. And really, they put the JV girls in for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Bennett has gone to the bench more in sectionals than I think I've ever seen him go. He's really given these starters some good rest, and they should be ready to go here today. You've been a part of this Norwich coaching staff in the past before you took your role as athletic coordinator. You know, what is it like preparing? Because these girls, just that full court pressure, I mean, the Norwich girls just get after it for a full four quarters. It's amazing to watch.
So Coach Bennett is a follower of basketball. He loves the history of basketball. And when I coached with him, he always wanted to mimic Norm Richardson's Arkansas's press back from the 1990s. You might remember that.
Yeah, okay.
And he always thought that, you know, those teams put just a lot of pressure on their opponents. And Coach Bennett wants to mimic that. And I talked to him about 2 days ago. And I said, are you worried about the big court or anything like that? And he goes, oh, no, the big court's great for us because we could put our pressure on them. And then he goes, if the game is close into the fourth quarter, it's all us because that's our pressure. That's our game. We're going to wear them out, and we're just a completely different team in the fourth quarter, he says. So he's actually expecting a close game today.
The conditioning as well, that these girls have to be in fantastic shape to be able to play defense and get up and down the floor, but apply that pressure and not get tired, because he rolls with 5 or 6 girls most of the time.
He has what he calls work days in practice. So yesterday was not a work day. Thursday and Friday were work days. And you would have thought that there was a preseason practice. I walked into the gym to make sure everything was okay. It was a work day. He said, get out of the gym, it's a work day.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I'm out of the gym, buddy. Here we go.
Yeah, he takes things very seriously. He's got such a plan in practice, and the Purple Tornado are ready to go here today. We are going to pause as they're shutting the lights off here to get us set for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups between Norwich and Shenango Valley. Just real quick, Shenango Valley, the 3 seed, they defeated 6 seed Shenango Forks 49-34 in the first round, and then they beat Oneonta 43-38 on the road. Oneonta was the 2 seed. And we were all wondering, could it be an Oneonta versus Norwich sectional final, which would have been absolutely wonderful for the listeners up in our WCDO coverage area. But Shenango Valley got it done, went on the road and beat the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. So we have Norwich and Shenango Valley here today. All right, we're going to pause for the starting lineups, and we'll be back in just a minute on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And with the arrival of spring, Barnard's Hometown Hardware has what you
you need for your lawn and garden, including vegetable and flower seeds, plant markers and starter kits, garden tools, rakes, hoses, grass seed, potting soil, weed blocker, and much more. The paint room is stocked with quality interior and exterior Valspar paints, interior and exterior stains, and even craft supplies. Remember, Barnard sells nails and screws by the pound, so you only get what you need. This spring, visit Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting Morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. We're set for Norwich and Shenango Valley. Rich Turnbull, the Norwich athletic coordinator, is going to bring you Norwich's starters here today.
It's the same starters they've had all year long. We got number one, Maddie Morris, senior number 12. Or no, number one, we got junior jumping tonight, Cameron Van Houten. Then we got the other three seniors, Margaret Dewar, number 13, Mackenzie Hess, number 24, and then, of course, Emily Evans, number 10. Senior kind of laden team with this Norwich group.
For Shenango Valley, we'll get you their starters in just a minute as we tip it up and we're underway and Norwich wins the opening tip. They're in the white uniforms with the purple trim going left to right on your radio dial. It says Norwich in purple lettering across the front of the uniform. Shenango Valley is in the red as there's a three for Emily Evans. Yes, starts off with a three. That's a big shot there for Emily Evans. Shenango Valley is in the red with the gray and the white trim. Ball's going to roll out of bounds and go back to Norwich here. It says Warriors in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Starters quickly for Shenango Valley. A junior number one, Tessa McEnee. A senior number five, Emily Goodstall. A senior number 10, Allison O'Connor. A junior number 22, Madeline Triscott. And a freshman, number 24, Madeline Hayes. It's going to work inside here for Van Houten into the corner. Maddie Morris for a three off the front of the rim. No. Rebound here for McEnany. Across center logo here. She threw it out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Norwich here. That early pressure looks to be bothering the Warriors a little bit here, Rich.
Very typical Norwich coming out with their full court pressure. Just run and gun all the time. That's all they do.
Here's the point guard, Mackenzie Hess, across midcourt to the right side. Feeds one Evans. Left side corner. Can she hit another one? Yes! Emily Evans.
So the game
shots from downtown.
The game plan is not working for Shenango Valley. They're leaving her wide open, and she's made them pay twice.
Big shot there for Evans, and it's 6-0 Norwich. We're just a minute into the game. Shenango Valley breaks the press here to midcourt. They try to go to the far side, intercepted by Hess, but Valley will bring it back here with Hayes. To the left side for the junior, McEnany. Reversing to the far side for O'Connor. They'll work it down low on the right low block. They try to go to the left side, down to the left baseline here. Little up and under shot for McEnany. No. Van Houten got a piece of it, and Norwich comes away with a 6-0 lead. Ahead for Dewar, dribbled it off her foot, but Evans was able to pick it up and kick one back out to Hess. They'll pump the brakes and restart it here. They find Evans. Could she hit another one? Same spot. No. Off the front of the rim. Rebound for Valley. Underneath there was Hayes with that rebound for the Warriors. Ahead, a long pass ahead. And they missed the layup. Wide open there was Triscott, and a rebound for Norwich.
Norwich is just running nonstop. The coaches are all saying, just go, go, go.
A pass inside for Evans off the feed from Hess, and Evans is fouled at the left low block. 6:12 to go in the first, and Norwich leads Shenango Valley 6-0.
So CV's had one half-court set so far, and by the time they got it down here and settled down, it was 15 seconds left in the shot clock. That is Pat and Norwich defense. They don't want anything comfortable out there, nothing comfortable.
Evans to the line. First one is good. And M. Evans is off to a fantastic start here, hitting those 2 3-pointers from the left wing. And now hits her first shot at the line, and the second one coming here for Evans. Good. And she looks like she's ready to play today, and it's 8-0 for Norwich. Shenango Valley gets it in. They try to go to midcourt, intercepted by Hess. A feed ahead for Margaret Dewar, and the layup is no good. Rolled off the far side of the rim. Rebound Valley. They got numbers if they can hurry. Ahead now, up off the glass, and the first shot is good for Emily Goodstall.
Norwich will handle that. They like that. Just let them get those easy layups. It's okay.
8-2 the score with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Valley kind of leaking somebody out far, trying to get some easy points off of that if they can beat the pressure. Here's Dewar, left side three, bang, four. Margaret Dewar from way downtown. Timeout, Shenango Valley, as Norwich jumps out to an 11-2 lead with 5:40 to go in the first quarter on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Right out of the timeout, a steal by Norwich, but they miss a layup, and Shenango Valley gets it back. McEnany across midcourt, kicked out of bounds by Mackenzie Hess, and Norwich just takes every opportunity to get a finger, a toe, anything they can on the ball to knock it out. 5:24 to go in the first, and Norwich leads 11-2, and Olivia Schiraldi checks in for the first time.
Mackenzie is so good in the middle of that press. She's so sneaky. She's a little smaller, so she kind of hides behind some of the kids, and she's just so smart, the general of the court.
Warriors will get in. That's a great term for her, the general out there. As Shenango Valley in the red with the gray and white trim gets it to the right high post area here. A shot from the elbow. Hit the rim twice, no good. Evans with a rebound. Norwich looking strong here in the early going. Going left to right. They find Maddie Morris, left wing. Stops, gets tied up, ball ripped out, but it goes to Schiraldi and a double dribble. It's going to give it back to the Warriors. With 5 minutes to go in the first, Norwich leading 11-2.
I have never seen Mackenzie Hess like flustered with anything in any sport she's played. She's just so good out there.
Yeah, cool, calm, and collected. Definitely describes her. Valley gets to midcourt as they go right to left. Passing it down low to the left low block. We're going to have a foul underneath, I believe, on Schiraldi here with 4:54 to go in the first. And the Norwich girls ahead 11-2 live from the arena today. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull, the Norwich athletic coordinator, with you here on WCDL. Warriors will get it in to the left low block. A shot off the glass, no good. Rebound for Norwich. And here comes Hess down the right side. Hess stops, now turns up the heat, gets into the paint, and we'll have a foul on the floor. Again, with 4:45 to go in the first, it's an 11-2 lead for Norwich. And just want to recognize some of our special sponsors here today, including Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Mirabito Energy Products, and A.O. Fox Hospital Tri-Town Campus in Sydney. 11-2 our score. Norwich will get it in underneath their own basket. They run a play to the left side, now back straight away to Schiraldi on the right wing. 20 on the shot clock. They go to Hess on the left side, directing traffic. They find Dewar, left side corner, zips one across the defense, finds Schiraldi, dribble drive, kick out, right corner three for Morris. A little short, rebound tapped out to Hess. Inside for Morris, and she'll put it up off the glass. No, rolled off the back of the rim. Finally, a rebound here for Shenango Valley. And they'll get it across the Vision Federal Credit Union logo at midcourt. Into the left corner, a three for Shenango Valley. Is halfway down, pops free, rebound loose, and Hess comes away with it. That shot was by Goodstall in the left corner. And boy, Norwich is just running. They've turned it into a track meet. Here's Schiraldi. She steps in for a three. This one's off the right side of the rim, and a rebound underneath by Hayes of CV. They got a two-on-one if they can hurry. They dish it off and kicked out of bounds with those soccer skills there by Margaret Dewar.
We have some good soccer players on this team, and they are not afraid to do anything like that, kick the ball into the stands and not give up a good layup there.
3:48 to go in the first. Norwich 11 and Shenango Valley 2. The defense, they've really turned up the heat in the kitchen here, have the Purple Tornadoes.
Nothing easy coming for Shenango Valley. Nothing easy.
Warriors get it into Goodstall. A little turnaround. Shot is short, kind of buckled on the left side of the rim, and Evans with a rebound. Outlet pass to Hess, floating one ahead for Maddie Morris. Takes it inside, off the glass, it rolls in and out, and a rebound underneath for Hayes. She's been doing a good job on the glass for the Warriors. 3.5 to go in the first, and Norwich still leads 11-2. here in the Section 4 championship game for Class B girls. Right wing corner now for CV. Too long on that three. A rebound underneath by O'Connor. She'll pull it back out. She wants a three of her own. An air ball to the right side, out of bounds, and back to Norwich. And Rich, do you think playing in the arena, is it tough to shoot in here sometimes for some of these teams?
I think for the Norwich girls, they've been here so many times. These girls for Norwich has been here three times now. I'm not quite sure about Shenango Valley. Shenango Valley's only basket's a layup so far, and all of Norwich's baskets are pretty much three-pointers, except the two foul shots. So then you got the one girl, 22, over here, looks like she's a good shooter because Bennett is all over her, yelling at the girls, get on her. She must be their shooter.
And Madeline Triscuit, a very good shooter. But McEnany and Goodstall are some of the big names on this team, and they've been quiet so far as well. Here's Schiraldi, a left side three. No, off the mark. Schiraldi playing in her first game here at the arena for Norwich, and CV with a rebound. They'll pull it back out. Both teams have kind of gone cold over the last minute or two here. Warriors step in. They pull up for a jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound, Evans.
One thing you'll notice about Schiraldi is she is not shy. She will keep shooting. She doesn't care.
Schiraldi to the right side on the baseline. Works one back out. Right wing to the interior now for Maddie Morris. Forced up a shot there. A lot of contact, no call. And then CV dribbled it out of bounds. Actually, they're going to say, okay, we'll go with Norwich here. Stripes pointed the wrong way for a quick second, and so the Purple Tornado will have it underneath their own basket. 2:40 to go in the first, and it is Norwich 11 and Shenango Valley 2.
Schiraldi's she's a new player to the Norwich team, but she fits perfectly with what they want to do.
Three ball here for Norwich in the right corner for Maddie Morris, and somebody put a lid on this Norwich rim down here. Ball is loose on the rebound, and CV comes away. Numbers if they can hurry. Down the right side here for McEnany. Kicks it to the interior. Kind of a loose ball. They go back to O'Connor. Boy, another shot that rims out. Rebound goes all the way back to midcourt, and CV stepped out of bounds there. Good hustle by Allison O'Connor, but she couldn't save it. Norwich will get it back.
If you know anything about the Norwich girls, they always win with their defense, and that's what's going to win them today if they get to this point. I mean, it's 11-2. Here comes Emily again.
Three ball in the corner for Evans. Died on the front of the rim, and a rebound for CV. That was one deep in the corner for Evans, and it wouldn't go. CV stepping in for a jumper here again. Rattles in and out, and then a rebound underneath. Initial shot was by McEnany. Rebound was scooped up by Chloe Osteen, and she was fouled by Cameron Van Houten of Norwich, and so Osteen goes to the line. Again, 2 minutes to go in the first, and Norwich leads 11-2.
So Van Houten's the only really big for Norwich, and she's got one foul. That might be interesting if she gets into foul trouble.
Yeah, Norwich, not a lot of size on this team. Kind of very guard-oriented as the first shot is up for Chloe Osteen.
You know, I think over the years, though, Norwich has really never had a whole lot of size. They've always kind of run and gun. That's always been the game.
Second shot coming here for Osteen. This one no good. Rebound, Emily Evans. In the years I've been covering Norwich, they haven't had a ton of size, that's for sure, but they've always found a way with these scrappy guards. Backdoor cut by Emily Evans, left wing side. Hess finds her, and Evans is fouled on the left low block. With a buck 50 to go in the first, and it's 11-3 now. Norwich girls leading here in the sectional championship game.
Talking about scrappy guards, Nate, I just had one of the old scrappy guards tweet at us. Sydney Coggins is out there listening to us.
Oh, awesome.
Wow, she's a great little player back in the day.
Yeah, Sid, we miss watching you here, but you're doing great things at the University of Rochester. Straightaway three here for Maddie Morris, in and out. And Norwich has kind of gone cold. The rebound underneath for Osteen, who's come off the bench here. And going to be a foul underneath on Norwich. And that's a foul on Cameron Van Houten. I think you cursed her there, Rich. I don't know.
I'm sorry, Cameron.
And so she's going to have to go to the bench. And Devin Flanagan will come in, who has played some big minutes this year for Coach Josh Bennett.
Emily Evans will probably go down and pick up the bigs now. There she is. She's down here at the end of the press.
Warriors now trying to break the pressure. Flanagan has gone to the top of the press. And are they going to get across? No. A 10-second call, and head coach Ryan Hayes on the far side was just telling his guards, you got to get across there, and they just couldn't do it in time.
You got Devin in there now, getting a little fresh blood out there, so maybe taking Shenango Valley a tough time to get across half court.
90 seconds to go, first quarter. Norwich leads 11-3. Here is Hess on the right side as Norwich goes left to right on your radio dial. Now to Margaret Dewar. Dewar gets a little screen, kicks one back to Hess, far side, M. Evans. Backs into the paint. Good ball movement. They find Flanagan for a three. That's off the mark. Rebound is picked up by Maddie Morris. Tried to go back to Flanagan, off her hands, and going back to CV. So that's kind of referencing what I talked about before. Flanagan, fresh off the bench, tries a three and missed it there. The depth perception in here is tough. We're going to take a break with a 1:11 to go in the first. Norwich 11, Chenango Valley 3 on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back with a 1:11 to go in the first quarter. It's 11-3, Norwich leading Chenango Valley. And again, the Warriors struggling to get across midcourt. They finally do with O'Connor. Passes down low, but it was way too tall for Osteen. And the pressure cooker continues to work here for the Purple Tornadoes.
I would bet you right now, Nate, that Chenango Valley's had maybe five good looks at the basket. Five? That's it in the first quarter?
I would totally agree. 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Swarming defense here by the Purple Tornado. Left side here for Flanagan. She lost control of it, but Evans was right there to scoop it up. Shovels one back out to Dewar. Into the corner. Flanagan tries again. It's an air ball and a rebound for CV. Again, that depth perception coming into play here. CV with a rebound. They push her to the outside. Here is O'Connor down the floor for the Warriors of CV. Down to 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Chenango Valley with the ball. They'll work it back across for O'Connor to the high post. Osteen to the far side. Ball is on the floor. Osteen comes away with it somehow. On the baseline, ball is just pinballing around here, and finally Norwich comes away. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. It was a game of hot potato there. Hess to the interior, and she is fouled. Goes down hard to the floor. But if you watch Emily Evans on a regular basis, that seems to be how she goes to the basket.
Is there a tougher girl in Section 4?
I don't know.
I am a bit of a homer today, but is there a tougher girl than Emily Evans?
She is. It's like she has that wrestling toughness, but is a basketball player. You are just not going to outdo her physically. I mean, she's just so strong.
We are playing flag football in the spring, and I asked her, and I don't know if she's going to play, but I'd love to see her on the football field.
Oh, my gosh, she'd be a great running back or a linebacker, I think. 10 seconds to go here, and Norwich, after that foul, is going to be inbounding underneath their own basket to the left side. They try to go to the corner. It's knocked away. Good hands there by Jenna Schaefer, who's in now for CV. So no time comes off the clock, and now they'll be on the right side of the basket here for Mackenzie Hess. Hess looking for the inbounding duties. We'll shovel one up to Evans. She just gets to the ball in time. Shoots a three and hits it. M. Evans with 11 points and three threes here for Norwich. And CV's not going to even get it in. And the first quarter is over. Wow. 14-3. Norwich girls on top of Chenango Valley. Second quarter coming up on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. The little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here at the arena. And the Norwich girls lead 14-3 over Shenango Valley. Some more of our special sponsors today include Acco Brands of Sydney, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, our good friend Assemblyman Joe Angelino, and Keller Williams real estate agent Stacy Frazier. A big thank you to all of those special sponsors. So Shenango Valley will have the ball to start the second quarter. They go right to left on your radio dial. They trail Norwich 14-3. CV is in the red with the gray and white trim. Norwich is in the home whites with the purple trim. CV tries to go to the high post. McEnany down low looking for good stall on the right low block. Nice little spin move here, and she hits. Good move there by Goodstall, and she has 4 points now.
That's really their first basket in the half-court set all game for Shenango Valley.
Norwich leads 14-5, and that's going to be a charge, I believe, here on Emily Evans. She smiles as she jogs back down the floor, and CV is going to get it back. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. Can the Warriors chip their way back into this game?
That's a tough one. That's one of those ones. Is it a flop? Is it not a flop? Is it in the zone? Is it not in the zone?
And there was
a
lot of traffic in there. Tough for us to see. Warriors had the ball going right to left. They'll work it to O'Connor straight away. They're outside the three-point line still. Now they find Triscuit. We're going to have a foul on Norwich underneath. With 7:15 to go in the second quarter, and Norwich leading 14-5, courtesy of 11 points and three threes from Emily Evans.
Coach Bennett loves to play the 2-3 zone. Once he gets out of the press, he's gone back to it, and that's what they're playing right now.
Here's Goodstall underneath, steps through, and she is fouled. Evans tried to take a charge there. Coach Bennett pleading his case here. He's pointing to the other end of the floor saying, it was a charge down there, why not here? And it's falling on deaf ears over there, so it's going to be a foul on Emily Evans.
If you've ever been to a Norwich game in the last 15 years, you've seen that look before from Coach Bennett. There's nothing new. Nothing new from that.
And Goodstall went down pretty hard there for CV. She seems a little shaken up here, maybe banged her knee on the floor. First shot at the line, all good for Emily Goodstall, and she has five, makes it 14-6 now. Norwich leading. Second shot coming here for Goodstall at the line. Settling in, and this shot is good for her. So Emily Goodstall now with 6 points. Makes it 14-7 with 7:10 to go in the second quarter.
That's how fast the Norwich girls play, that we were inbounding the ball when we were still subbing.
It's a great point.
They never stop.
Coach Bennett takes any opportunity he can to make things better for his team on the floor. Flanagan to the left side. Norwich again in the white with the purple trim going left to right. They're in their own offensive end. Here's Flanagan, got tied up down low. Jump ball is going to keep it here with Norwich.
So CV's showing a different zone now. They're playing a 2-3. They're kind of sagging it in a little bit. They were kind of playing almost like a hybrid last time, but now this is more of a traditional 2-3 zone here.
Mackenzie Hess doing the inbounding duties. We'll work it into Schiraldi, who's back in. Goes for Flanagan on the right side. Back to Schiraldi. Schiraldi to the top of the key to Flanagan. Now back to Hess. Still on the right wing side. Five on the shot clock. How aware is Norwich? Schiraldi, dribble drive down low. Gets tied up. He's going to have to shovel it to the corner, and it's going to be a shot clock violation on the Norwich girls with 6:40 to go in the second quarter.
I don't think I've ever seen them get a shot clock violation before. They
very
play
rare.
So fast. It's very rare. It's very strange. If you gave me the over-under on that, I would have taken one.
And Coach Hayes was very enthused by the defense there for his Shenango Valley girls. As they're hanging around in this game, only down 7 right now. With 6:40 to go in the second quarter, Norwich on top again, 14-7 in the sectional championship. CV gets the ball in. A steal by Evans at midcourt, knocks it ahead to herself, and cruises in for the right-handed layup.
That's a great play. So aware on the court.
16-7 the score. Now CV is going to turn it away, and you can feel Norwich gets a steal and a layup, and it's like those nerves come back for the Warriors.
Everybody but the Norwich girls on the court goes crazy. It's just they're so trained. They're so trained. It's part of their game. It's crazy.
Maddie Morris coming back in, and Devin Flanagan will head to the bench for the Purple Tornado. And Norwich will have the ball in front of the CV bench on the far side of the floor here. We're right court side. Right at midcourt here at the arena. It's a great place to call the game. We're on the opposite side of the benches, if you can picture that at home. Mackenzie Hess thought about a deep three there, but didn't pull the trigger. Goes back to Emily Evans. Far side now, Maddie Morris. She wants that three and hits it. Maddie Morris, her first bucket, makes it 19-7 for Norwich. Inbounds was kicked by Hess. And so we'll come back and do it again. 6 minutes to go in the second. Norwich feeling it again after a layup by Evans and a three by Morris.
I'd love to see the breakdown of Norwich's points throughout the year. Maybe I'll ask Coach Ben if he's got it for the next game, if we have a next game, right? Because they get a lot of points off of three-pointers and layups. I don't know if they get anything in the mid-range.
That's a great point. Ball knocked away at midcourt. Guess who comes away with it? Mackenzie Hess. Hess for Norwich. Ahead for Morris. Feels like the wheels are turning now for Norwich. Morris shoots in the paint, left it a little short, and a rebound for CV. Good rebound underneath there by Hayes. Ahead to the near side for Triscuit. Little mid-range jumper for her and falls. Shooter's touch there for Madeline Triscuit.
What always impresses me with the Norwich defense is how they pick up their press even after a miss. Usually teams only press after makes.
Schiraldi for three. Got it. Liv Schiraldi off the pass from Mackenzie Hess. Makes it 22-9 and a steal by Schiraldi. She's so athletic. Right side for Hess. Gives it back to Evans on the inside, and she scores.
What a pass. Mackenzie Hess saw Emily Evans. No one else saw Emily Evans. Just her. What a pass.
Norwich leads 24-9, and the floodgates have reopened with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a break on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Some more of our special sponsors for today's game include Wagner Logging and Hardwood Hills Golf Course between Masonville and Deposit. For Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, Assemblyman Joe Angelino, SFCU, and Keller Williams real estate agent Stacy Frazier. Norwich girls on a little tear here, Rich. They lead 24-9 with 5:15 to go in the second quarter, live from the arena today in Binghamton.
I was watching that timeout, and the last thing Coach Bennett said to Emily Evans is, do not foul.
They're trying to get through this quarter as clean as they can on the foul sheet. CV with the ball, again in the red with the gray and white trim going right to left. Hayes straight away, pumps one to the interior. Schiraldi got a piece of it, couldn't get there before she got out of bounds, before the ball got out of bounds, I should say, and the Warriors will hold on to possession.
Besides the five girls on the court, does anybody work harder than Coach Bennett on the sideline?
Oh, my gosh, up and down. I'd like to count his steps in a game. He's just constantly up and down from the scorer's table to the corner. Shot here for CV, rattles home for Hayes.
Here comes the tornado.
Back down the floor, but CV hustling back, and O'Connor knocked it out of bounds. With 4:45 to go in the second quarter, it's Norwich 24, Shenango Valley 11. Nate Lull and Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull with you here today on CDO, and also our web stream on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Shoveling it far side, Schiraldi for three. Yes.
Oh no! If she gets on fire, look out! I don't know if they're. I don't know if they can stop him if she gets on fire.
Liv Schiraldi from way downtown in the left corner makes it 27-11. She's got 6 points and a steal by Evans on the floor, and Evans lost it and CV takes it back. A little broken play ahead for the Warriors. Good stall. Spots up. Shot off the back of the rim. No rebound. Triscuit. Yes. That makes it 27-13 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Norwich right back down the floor. They find Schiraldi. Margaret Dewar, baseline drive for her. Shovels one back out. Hess, right side three. No. Boy, that looked good, too. It wouldn't go down. Evans with a rebound. Evans finds Maddie Morris in the right corner. Her three's off the mark. And CV with a rebound for O'Connor.
Every starter's got a three except Mackenzie Hess and Cameron Van Houten so far.
O'Connor down the floor, goes to the high post. Good stall, turnaround jumper for her. Too strong, rebound for M. Evans.
Oh,
she brought it down and unfortunately gave it to a CV player who puts it up and in.
That was the perfect assist for Emily Evans. She's doing everything right tonight.
She was falling over and tried to save it from going out, and it went right to a CV player. Makes it 27-15, Norwich girls on top. And here's Margaret Dewar for three. Yes, for Dewar from way downtown.
Who do you guard if you're CV right now? Everybody is hitting for Norwich.
We're going to count
who do you guard?
We're going to count up these threes at halftime because it's been raining threes here at the arena for Norwich. They look 30-15.
Coach Bennett's given them a little bit of a rest on the defensive end. He just brought them back and play a little 2-3.
3 minutes to go, second quarter. CV with the basketball. McEnany on the far side. They go to the interior. And two missed opportunities by C.V. Goodstall with a second chance, and that wouldn't go.
Even layups, you're not going to get easy layups against Norwich.
Norwich back down the floor here with Mackenzie Hess. Goes to Schiraldi. She steps in. Left it a little short. Rebound for Triscuit underneath for C.V. And Triscuit comes across midcourt.
You are not going to have another shot clock violation today, Nate. I guarantee you.
O'Connor tries to pass to the far side, kicked by Margaret Dewar. 2:26 to go in the second. Norwich girls leading 30-15. Also want to welcome all our listeners on 92.3 in Norwich, our new frequency over there. So glad that our Norwich listeners can listen on 92.3 anytime.
I'm always impressed with Coach Bennett. He never gets upset. When you think it's a bad shot, he doesn't think it's a bad shot. Let's go.
Warriors get it to the interior here. Down on the right low block, Schiraldi got a piece of Chloe Osteen, but they say she got her on the wrist. Osteen back to the line. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Rich and I will break down the first half and let you know if either of these teams win today, where they'll be playing next weekend in the state tournament. And so at the line will be Chloe Osteen settling in here for CV. First shot, no good.
Schiraldi comes out of the game. She gave Norwich some good minutes right there. A couple good shots,
yeah.
Some good points.
Those two threes, huge. Yeah.
Good round of applause for her from the Norwich contingency.
Osteen, 0 out of 2 at the line. Rebound goes to Triscuit. She puts it up, rolls off. No good. Rebound for Hess. Hess went into the land of the skyscrapers there and pulled it down, but then she lost it at midcourt. Stolen back here by O'Connor of CV. Down the right side of the floor. Works one back over to Hayes. Left side. And the three ball here for McEnany won't go. And Hess with another rebound.
Devin didn't know where she was playing on defense. Devin Flanagan's got to play on the block there.
Hess goes to Flanagan on the baseline, and she lost it out of bounds, going right back to CV.
She was a little confused. She thought she was supposed to be up front, and then McKenzie was telling her, get back, you're on the block. Here comes the press.
Hess kind of directing traffic on where Flanagan should go, and CV beat it. Nobody was back deep. Still a little confusion. CV's going to miss the breakaway layup here. Second chance opportunity is good for Hayes, though. She capitalizes.
Yeah, there's a little confusion right now. They don't know where they're supposed to be on defense. I wonder if Coach Bennett will take a quick timeout here to talk about it.
30-17. There's a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. And Norwich, again, leads 30-17. The sectional finals here for Class B girls live from the arena in Binghamton. Norwich slowing it down here, Rich. 10 seconds on that shot clock.
Here we go.
Hess, straight away three, no. But a rebound for Maddie Morris. And a fresh shot clock, no worries. And then Evans tries to go to the interior and a block on CV.
I wonder how many knee pads and pads just in general Emily Evans has to go through in a season. Holy cow.
Yeah, M. Evans always wears, as many girls do now, the volleyball-type knee pads.
Right.
I think sometimes it's for looks, not with Emily Evans. She needs them.
No, and then she's got tape underneath them. You can see the tape underneath them, too.
I mean, she looks like a warrior out there, like she's going to war. 1:10 to go in the second quarter. It's 30-17. Ball is inbounded and stolen by CV, and back down the floor they come. Warriors across midcourt here with a minute to go in the second quarter. They pull it back out. Now to Goodstall at the high post. Pump fakes. Goes to the interior. A spin move and a travel. Going back to Norwich. Rich, what can Norwich do here in the last 57 seconds?
The last time down the court, Coach Bennett called horns. I've never seen that or heard of that play before. It must be, I don't know if it's a new play they're working on. So he's calling out different plays. He's got his playbook just like the football coach over there. He's got a color-coded thing.
They find Schiraldi, takes it to the rim. It rattles in and out. Maybe they put that in that day they wouldn't let you in practice like we talked about during pregame.
They don't let the media in anymore.
CV in the corner on the baseline. Triscuit pull-up jumper for CV. No, an air ball. Schiraldi with the rebound. 35 seconds left, second quarter. Ahead for Dewar. She takes it to the rim. A lot of contact. No call. Missed the layup, but Evans has got it. Out to Schiraldi. Now to Hess. Hess is going to hold on. Finds Maddie Morris. She dials up a three. No. Hit the right side of the rim and a rebound for the Warriors of CV. Shot clock's off. 15 seconds to go before the half. Left side of the floor now for McEnany. Stripped from behind by Hess. Ball's on the floor. Guess who got there first? Evans. And then what are they going to call here? I think there was just bodies flying everywhere. Did they get a timeout?
Yeah, Norwich called a timeout there.
Wow, Norwich gets a timeout with 9 seconds to go here, and we are going to keep it right here and recognize some more of our special sponsors as the Norwich girls lead 30-17. with 9 seconds before the halftime break. They include Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Morabito Gresham Insurance, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the Amphenol Corporation, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, and Matthew Campbell Insurance on Main Street in Franklin. Some other teams in our local area that are still going, and of course we're talking the WCDO area. SK Boys win a thriller in overtime last night to win the Section 4D bracket. So they'll be playing down here in Johnson City on Tuesday. The Franklin girls defeated Marathon. Franklin will be off until next weekend. The only other team we have left right now, the Norwich girls.
I love it. I love it. I also love these plays. This is when you get to know a lot about a team. What are they going to do with 10 seconds at the end of a half? You learn a lot about them. When I used to scout games for Coach Bennett, I used to watch these type of plays.
Here is Hess. Gets across midcourt, right side. Hess to the interior. Finds Dewar. Wide open three in the corner. No. Little short. Rebound. Schiraldi. Oh, missed it at the buzzer. And it rolls out of bounds.
Two great looks. Great game so far.
Norwich leads 30-17 at the half. Emily Evans with 15 points for Norwich. We're going to total up how many three-pointers they hit at the halftime break here as well. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, Norwich leads 30-17 at the break here at the arena in Binghamton on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance.
299. Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Our halftime score, Norwich 30 and Shenango Valley 17. It's time now for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. Rich and I just tallied it up here. 8 threes in the first half for the Norwich girls. How about that, Rich?
It's just kind of what they do. That's what they've done all year. You watch them. They have the new shooting machine in the gym. That's all they do is shoot threes all the time. It's kind of like the NBA model, right? They kind of almost play like the NBA. I mean, they're not NBA players, obviously. But
right.
They play with that NBA model. They don't do a lot of mid-range jumpers at all. It's either a layup or it's a three-pointer. In the NBA, it's a dunk or a three-pointer. But this is nothing. Nothing in the mid-range. I mean, the only other basket in this game was Emily Evans' layup.
Yeah, she got that steal, went in for a layup. So Emily Evans has 3 threes. Olivia Schiraldi and Margaret Dewar nail 2 threes each, and Maddie Morris connects for 1 three.
That's correct.
So
that's
there
the
it
way
is.
I got it, too.
Awesome. So
a couple foul shots in there, and then
yeah.
We got 30-17.
Scoring a breakdown here at the half. Emily Evans with 15 to lead the way for Norwich. 6 apiece for Schiraldi and Margaret Dewar, and then 3 for Maddie Morris. So that's the scoring for Norwich on the other side. 6 points for Emily Goodstall and 6 points for Madeline Triscott to lead CV. 4 points for Madeline Hayes, and then 1 for Chloe Osteen. And that pressure has really just been top-notch here today for Norwich. You know, and I think it's been tough for local fans, and hear me out on this, Rich. You know, Norwich played a very, very, very competitive schedule. I think they played 4 or 5 AA schools. And, you know, when you have 5, 6 losses on the season, people on the outside start asking what's going on with Norwich. But they play those games to prepare for moments like this.
And a couple of the other losses were during, you know, the time where some girls were out with sickness. We'll just call it sickness. Right? So I don't know what we can and can't say on the radio anymore.
No, you can say it.
There was some girl. You can read between the lines, listeners. There were some girls out with sickness. And you know what that means in this day and age. But you're right. We play a lot. A lot of times we play out of the section. And they've gotten a lot of, relationships built with some of these Section 3 schools. And it's been very good for them. And then even within Section 4, you know, we played the Union Endicott's of the world. We played Corning this year. We played Elmira this year. That Elmira game was maybe one of the games of the section.
Definitely.
Triple overtime. Great game in Norwich. It could have gone either way. And then Elmira just lost in, the AA finals last night to Corning.
Yes.
And Norwich loses to Corning, you know, at a tough game in Corning. I'm like a random Thursday or Friday night, we get out of school, like, you have to get out at, 11 o'clock in the morning to get there. It wasn't 11, I'm exaggerating, but I think we lost by 6, you know, with single digits. So this team plays the double A schools and keeps them, you know, to within single digits. Kudos to these girls. They play really well. They play really hard. And I tell people all the time, they play the way Coach Bennett wants them to play. They play to his style. You know, say what you want to say about Coach Bennett, but they play to his style. They all buy into it. They play helter-skelter is
yes.
the right word for it.
Yeah.
And a lot of teams just can't handle it. Just can't handle it. They don't know what to do.
Whoever wins this game, whether it be Norwich or CV today, will be back here next Sunday at the arena against the champion of Section 3, which I believe is General Brown. Is that correct, Rich?
Yes, it's General Brown next week. I believe it's same time, same place.
Yeah, right? It's right here at the arena. So if the Norwich girls advance, you can plan on same bat time, same bat channel next weekend on Sunday here for the Norwich girls if they win.
I feel like a rock star sitting with you, Nate. Everybody waves to me. Hey, Rich, do you need anything? No one talks to me usually.
Well, we're down here, and both teams are coming back out here, so we'll wrap it up in just a minute. But they have not taken – I was here the other day testing out the equipment. They didn't take down the glass or the boards for today because they said the schedule is just too tight with the hockey. So you kind of feel like you're in a little fishbowl down here, and everyone's looking down at you, and people are always sending pictures of – they're yeah. taking a picture. Oh, we're over here. Look up, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's cool, but a great sea of purple and white over there on the far side. Norwich looks like they've traveled well today.
You get this a lot. I got about eight people saying, give me a shout-out. Like, people from Suss Valley, Coach Freeze.
Oh, my gosh.
Coach Freeze goes, hey, give me a shout-out. I'm like, okay, Coach Freeze. There you go.
Well, we got to give a shout-out, too, to Megan Scholes, our old friend. She has done many of these games with me over the years. Used to write for the Evening Sun, was their sports editor, and now has moved out of the area. So we're glad that, you know, she can listen on WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of SFCU. So she was on the air with me a couple of years ago, and we were up at OCC, and that Norwich team played South Jeff. That was a lot of fun. So if the Norwich girls can hang on in the second half here, we would see them right back on this floor next week, and that would be a lot of fun. So that's going to wrap up our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll step away for a quick break. Our score is Norwich 30 and Chenango Valley 17 in the sectional championship game on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Some more of our special sponsors for today include Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, and Ale Fox Hospital Tri-Town Campus in Sydney, as well as our good friend, Assemblyman Joe Angelino. You can listen to his episode of my podcast on WCDOsports.com or NateLull.com. We're back underway. Warriors with the basketball going left to right now. They're in the red with the gray and white trim. Norwich is in the white with the purple trim. CV with the ball at the foul line. Little move here for O'Connor down low. Shot won't go. And scooped up by Norwich on the rebound for Margaret Dewar.
The first adjustment of the half, Coach Bennett has extended the 2-3 zone out a little bit. We'll see how that plays out in the second.
They go to the left side here for Maddie Morris. She wants a three. Left it short off the front of the rim. Kind of a line drive. Rebound for CV. Nate Lowe and Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull with you here today on CDO. Glad to have you along on a beautiful weather day outside here in our local area. CV with the ball. They try to go to the high post. Intercepted by Hess. A pass ahead for Margaret Dewar. She's off to the races. The layup is good for Margaret.
That's the perfect example. Sorry, Nate, but they didn't even realize Margaret Dewar was behind her because they have extended the 2-3 zone. They're tricking these kids out here. It's masterful.
32-17. Norwich on top after the layup by Dewar, who's going to play at St. Lawrence next year. They're getting a good one there. Here's Goodstall. Stops and pops. Left it short to the right side. Rebound underneath. Well done by Triscuit. Up off the glass and good. She's got eight.
See, they're giving that high post shot now. They're giving that in, but they're trying to get the rebound here for Norwich.
Hess across midcourt. Little stutter step into the paint. Finds Van Houten. Left-hand layup. No. Goodstall. Windexes the glass. Pulls it down for the Warriors. Allison O'Connor across midcourt. 6.5 to go in the third. Norwich leads 32-19.
In the first half, they were playing by the three-point line. Now they're about three steps out of the three-point line, so they've extended it out.
Nice spin move and a little lefty hook there for Goodstall, but it wouldn't go. Banged off the back of the rim. Rebound Evans. Outlet pass to Mackenzie Hess of Norwich. Hess, dribble drive again off the glass. Couldn't quite get it to go. Rolls off the front of the rim, but Hess will go to the line looking for her first points of the afternoon.
I love to see the adjustments. Now Shenango Valley's playing man-to-man. So we're going to see how Norwich attacks their man-to-man defense, and now Norwich is extending their zone defense out. Game of adjustments, everybody.
Hess to the line. First shot, no good. In and out. Sometimes it doesn't matter. Hess can score, but she doesn't have to because she just does so many other things on the floor for the Purple Tornado.
She can shoot it. She has a nice-looking shot.
Mm-hmm. Hess settling in. Second shot. In and out for McKenzie. Rare to see her go 0 for 2 and a rebound for CV. 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Norwich leading at CV 32-19. Shenango Valley with the ball at the high post. A pump fake. Good move by Triscuit. She is fouled and makes a circus shot underneath. Van Houten picks up the foul. What a great shot there by Triscuit.
Personally, I think we should go back to sagging it in a little bit and not giving up that high post shot. I don't know. It's interesting. That's what I would do. But
Triscuit's made him pay here on two possessions early in the third. Schiraldi's going to come in, and Van Houten continues to struggle here with the fouls. And so Schiraldi, who's got 6 points on two threes, re-enters the game.
You get a faster style of play when Schiraldi's in there, too. They like to run a lot more when she's there.
Triscuit at the charity stripe. Too strong, rebound M. Evans. And Norwich leads 32-21, early third quarter with 6 minutes to go. Live at the arena, here's Hess. Dribbles through and finds Dewar. Straightaway three, kicks it out. Dewar, yes, splash from downtown for Dewar.
That's a big shot. It kind of stops the CV momentum a little bit.
Nine threes now here for Norwich in this contest. And it's 35-21. Norwich protecting this lead. CV back to the high post. O'Connor takes it inside and another foul. This one on M. Evans. And CV really pumping it to that high post there, Rich.
That is a really interesting call. He called that kind of a hack on the arm, but it was kind of one of those block charge calls. I don't understand that. But I don't think Coach Bennett understands it either. But
O'Connor to the line. Her first shot, no good. I've learned on the radio, you just can't figure out what they're thinking sometimes.
Nope. Nope. It's not our job to think about it, though.
That's right. We just tell what's going on out there. O'Connor, second shot. This one too strong. Buckled to the right side and a rebound for Evans. So CV comes up empty. Hess looking to push the pace again for Norwich. In front of the scorer's table, or our broadcast table, I should say, on the left side. Schiraldi, good dish down low. Evans on the reverse layup, no good. Rebound for Triscuit.
Oh, that one hurt.
And a head down for the Warriors. Looked like a bucket for sure, but they come up empty.
Schiraldi went down hard.
Kick out for Hayes. Ball is loose in the paint. They find Goodstall. She missed the chippy down low. Rebound off that miss by Mackenzie Hess.
CV has adjusted really well getting back on defense here. Norwich has to play a half-court set.
Here is Dewar inside, finds M. Evans, puts it up and a foul. With 4:58 to go in the third, Evans is going to go to the line. She's got a game-high 15, and Norwich leads 35-21.
This is great by CV. They're trying to make Norwich play a half-court set, and that's probably the weakness, right, of Norwich not getting out and fast-breaking. If you're going to beat them, that's probably how you're going to beat them. And they have a little bit of momentum here.
5 minutes to go in the third. Norwich 35 and CV 21. And M. Evans to the line here for Norwich. Boy, she's had a good first half, hasn't she? And into the second half, she makes the free throw. She's now got 16.
It's really interesting when you look at Norwich's scoring throughout the year. They always have that one girl that always scores big, and it could be Dewar, it could be Schiraldi, it could be Evans, it could be Morris, it could be Hess, it could be Van Houten. You just name the person. I would love to know how many different leading scorers Norwich has had throughout the year.
And missed the second foul shot kind of badly, and she kind of chuckled as she was going back down the floor like, ooh, that was not a good look for me. But it's still 36-21. A pass to the interior here for CV. A shot for O'Connor wouldn't go. Going to be a foul underneath on the rebound on CV.
So as much as I'm sitting here talking about momentum, Norwich has actually extended the lead during all of this.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You feel like CV gets a little momentum. Somehow Norwich makes a shot or two, gets a steal, and it's still a 36-21 game. 4:40 to go here in the third.
I think I surprised the referee. He gave me a weird look like I was right.
And Norwich tried to go to the high post, intercepted here by CV, but they'll turn it back over on a travel.
And again, I know I just said it, but when it feels like CV gets a little momentum, Norwich finds a way to turn the tide.
That was a tough one. She caught in a tough spot and just kind of had to stumble a little bit to catch it. That was why she traveled.
Norwich in the backcourt here for Mackenzie Hess. Across midcourt, splits two defenders. Hess to the left side. Maddie Morris wants that three, takes it. Died on the front of the rim there. Looked like a good shot. Kind of a side-winding shot again that died on the front of the rim. Warriors with the rebound. Here is Allison O'Connor. Passes to the left side for McEnany. Splits two defenders, tries to go to the high post. Maddie Morris almost stole it, tipped it away, and then CV throws it out of bounds.
Norwich is just making CV very uncomfortable in their half-court set. They can't start anything up. They're starting at half-court.
Timeout taken by CV. Norwich leads 36-21. 4 minutes to go in the third on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Some more special sponsors here for today's game as the Norwich girls lead 36-21. They include Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation over in Hobart. They were a good sponsor for our South Courtright game yesterday. DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, Rabideau Energy Products, and Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Nate Lowe and Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO, and Rich is the Norwich Athletic Coordinator. Norwich in control at the moment, 36-21, 4 minutes to go in the third.
Shenango Valley showing a little press, Nate.
Maddie Morris tries to inbound. It goes off the hands there of Hayes of CV. Will stay with Norwich. So, yeah, CV looking up and showing that time is running out here in the third quarter. They're going to try to show some pressure and throw a different look here at Norwich. Here is Hess in the backcourt. Again, live at the arena here today. We're sitting right at midcourt. What a great vantage point for this game.
That's why I come with you, so I have the best seats in the house.
That's a great spot. Dewar down low finds M. Evans up off the glass, and she scores. Great dish there from Dewar, and Evans now has 18 on the finish.
Extended the lead to 17.
38-21. Warriors across midcourt, setting it up. The Norwich defense has really made CV work here today. They go to the corner now for Triscuit, pump fake. She has 10 points for CV. They try to go to the interior. Great hands there by M. Evans to just get a fingertip on it and force it out of bounds.
Way to work around the body down low. I mean, Emily plays a lot bigger than she actually is. She plays like a, you know, almost like a power forward down there.
Devin Flanagan back in, and Maddie Morris to the bench. Warriors will look to get it in. And they do. Triscuit, pull-up jumper for her. No. Rebound for M. Evans.
Just tough luck for her today.
Ahead now for Schiraldi. Quickly in transition. The step through. Going to be a foul as she split two defenders. I think Coach Bennett wishes they had just let her go because it was a great move to get to the rim.
I think he was looking for the and one.
Yeah, just rolled out of the rim, too. Shows how athletic Schiraldi is.
She might be the most athletic player on the court.
3:15 to go in the third, and Norwich leads 38-21. They'll work it in to M. Evans, finds Mackenzie Hess. They swing it to the left side, Schiraldi. Left corner, Flanagan, back to Dewar. Three-point line extended, picks it up, goes to Evans. Pump fakes on a three, kick out for Hess. Floats one over to Schiraldi, keeping it into the left corner for Flanagan. 15 on the shot clock. Schiraldi finds a cutting Hess. Back out Flanagan. It's a ball movement clinic, and Flanagan for a long two.
Well, she got the three on that, too.
They give Flanagan the three on that, and a timeout is taken. So we'll step away with Norwich leading 41-21. 2:50 to go in the third on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Norwich girls leading 41-21 over Shenango Valley, the Section 4 Class B championship game. A shout out to the staff here at the arena. They take such good care of us when we come down. To be able to sit right down here on the floor level and be able to call this game, awesome. And we'll hope to be back here for many more games in the future as well.
Norwich is just kind of used to these games down in the arena. We've played here so many times. You know, even with the boys teams back in the day. You know, I can think back to the years that, you know, Kyle Edwards was down here, and, you know, the Carson kid was down here, Danny Carson and Grant Brightman. Just so many good teams down here. Norwich is just, it's like home away from home, and we like to thank the people at the arena.
Warriors with the basketball, they'll get it in. That's well said, Rich. I'm with Rich Turnbull today, the Norwich Athletic Coordinator, as CV gets it right across midcourt just in time. Here's McEnany. Three-point line extended, 15 on the shot clock before they even really settle in on offense. It took them that long to get down the floor. Just great D, and now a steal by Emily Evans. Shot out of a cannon back down the floor, and she'll pump the brakes. Goes to Mackenzie Hess right at midcourt as Norwich goes right to left. They find Flanagan, right elbow across Schiraldi. Whips it back across now for Mackenzie Hess. Hess getting some pressure, shot clock at 15. Hess, finds a cutting doer down low, and she finishes.
Impressive. Norwich is scoring in every direction now.
What a great look and a great cut there by Dewar. She's got 13. And CV in the backcourt. Are they going to get across? And let's see. Well, you could call a couple of things there. That's going to be a 10-second call. I thought maybe a travel as she spinned through. Also could have been a foul on Norwich. Who knows?
And it's on for Norwich. This is when Norwich is playing at its best. They got this good run going on in the third quarter. When Norwich plays good in the third quarter, they're tough to beat. The third quarter always seems to be their big quarter.
Norwich gets it in. They lead 43-21 right here at half court in front of our broadcast booth. With a buck 45 to go in the third. Purple Tornado in control in the Section 4 Class B championship game. They go to Dewar. Great drive here. A good first step. She got stuck in a weird spot. Missed the left jumper there from about 5 feet out. Good stall with a rebound for CV. And now, boy, Norwich on the floor here. Gets a steal. Hess and Evans just pickpocketed Allison O'Connor, and Norwich will get it back to the left side here for Mackenzie Hess. CV doing everything they can to try to get back in this game, but the Norwich defense has been tough. With a buck 10 to go here in the third, here's Hess right side. Now to Evans. She wants a three and hits it. Another one for M. Evans. She's got 21 now.
Emily Evans might be playing the game of her life.
I would agree. That's 10 threes here for the Norwich girls today as a team, and now a foul. On Norwich as Shenango Valley brought the ball up. 56 seconds to go in the third. Norwich leads 46-21.
I'm going to say that differently. I wouldn't say it's a game of her life, but maybe the best shooting game of her life. Right? She's always had really good games, but she is just shooting really well in one of the toughest places in the state to shoot in.
So the Warriors will get it in. And CV looking to set up on offense here with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Left side for McEnany. Little dribble drive. They pass down low, up off the glass for guess who? Triscuit. And she's able to finish. Maddie Triscuit makes it 46-23. And Norwich still in control. Dewar kicks out for Flanagan. Now back up to Hess. Hess glances over the bench to get a word here from Josh Bennett, head coach.
First time all night, he told him to slow down.
Schiraldi to the left side. 10 on the shot clock, 18 on the game clock here for Norwich. They're going to have to make a move with 5 on the shot clock. They'll kick it out. Here's Evans, another three. How about it? No. And 10 seconds left now and a rebound for CV. O'Connor down the floor. O'Connor lost control of it. Has to spot up for three. It's an air ball out of bounds with a second and a half to go.
What are they going to do here with the second? Get a half-court shot from Margaret Dewar?
Margaret's kind of coming over to the left side of the floor as Norwich goes right to left. Schiraldi's going to have to try to whip this in and finds Hess. Hess at the buzzer from half court. Hit the backboard, but was not in any danger of going in. But Norwich, the girls are ahead 46-23 over Shenango Valley. Fourth quarter coming up in the sectional finals here on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter live from the arena in Binghamton. Norwich girls leading Shenango Valley 46-23. Nate Lull and Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU, and welcoming all our listeners on 92.3 in Norwich, which is the same frequency. You get the same programming as 100.9, but we are glad to have a strong signal in Norwich as well now.
We love you guys there in Norwich.
It's awesome having the new frequency there, and, you know, for all our fans listening, glad to bring you these games as well. Start of the fourth quarter, Norwich going right to left. Here is Mackenzie Hess. Right side finds Maddie Morris. Straightaway three for Maddie. No. Skim the front of the rim, out of bounds, going back to CV. What does Norwich need to do here, Rich, to put the icing on the cake in this fourth quarter?
Make no big mistakes and just play good, solid basketball.
Just like this.
Let the time wind down.
A steal by Flanagan. That'll help. Outside for Cameron Van Houten for three, and she nails it.
Everybody but Mackenzie Hess now for a three.
11 threes in the game for the Norwich girls as a team. And a pass is thrown away, but CV's able to track it down. At the last minute, they'll work it inside for O'Connor. Kind of a broken play, and CV capitalizes, and Norwich now leads 49-25 early in the fourth quarter.
I think Coach Ben is not going to want to lose any momentum going into the next game, right? Because you got to assume right now the win is in your pocket. So just keep playing your basketball, because you only got one game or two games or three games left, no matter what happens. So just keep playing the way you play.
A shot is blocked, and CV will take it back the other way. Triscuit with a layup. No. Second chance also off, and Emily Evans gets that rebound. And the CV coaching staff and Ryan Hayes not pleased with that call. That no call, I should say. Hess back down the floor. Finds Flanagan. A three ball for Flanagan is good. 12 threes now for Norwich.
I don't know if that's a record for Norwich. I'll find out.
12 threes, and Flanagan has two now. Ball is tapped away. Loose on the floor. Going to roll out of bounds. No, CV keeps it in. Actually, no, they are going to say that it was out. No, a foul underneath. Excuse me, on Flanagan. Ball was right on the line. Wasn't quite sure what they were going to call there.
What's been really impressive for Norwich today is it's not just their main four girls, right? Even the girls that have never been here before don't seem to be fazed by the arena. You always kind of wonder how the kids are going to do in the arena. They talk about it a lot. Nobody seems fazed by it out here from Norwich.
6.5 to go in the fourth, and Norwich leads 52-25. Good stall to the interior is fouled by Maddie Morris of Norwich. And Norwich, you know, early, a couple of girls kind of flirted with some foul trouble, but for the most part, Coach Bennett's been able to rotate everybody through and keep everybody pretty clean. Warriors will look to get it in on the baseline, and they do to Triscuit, who's had a heck of an afternoon, and she'll add to it here. Maddie Triscuit now with 14. Left-handed layup there makes it 52-27.
Oh, wow,
Norwich
pass.
In transition.
What a pass by Devin Flanagan to Cameron Van Houten. Great pass.
And Van Houten scores. She's got 5 points now, makes it 54-27 for Norwich. And they are just firing on all cylinders here today, Rich.
You got to feel good if you're a Purple Tornado fan.
CV back down the floor. Triscuit thought about a three. Couldn't collect it in time. Instead passes to Goodstall on the inside, and she finishes. Goodstall's got eight, makes it 54-29.
Chenango Valley's got a couple easy layups down to start this quarter. I wonder if Coach Bennett's going to be upset about those later.
Hess to the right side. Bounce pass now finds Margaret Dewar. Dewar to the left side of the floor looking to pass to the interior. And a foul underneath here by Norwich.
Ooh.
Foul's going to be on Mackenzie Hess, it looks like, with 5.5 to go here in the fourth. So it's Norwich 54 and CV 29. Again, Mackenzie Hess has not scored in this game, but she's done a lot of little things. And just always has the ball in her hands, picks up her first foul there.
She's the general, Nate.
CV is in the backcourt. They'll look to get it down the floor here for Triscuit on the right side. To the baseline, takes it inside, shot won't go, rebound Evans. And a kick out for Mackenzie Hess. And Hess in the backcourt will walk it up slowly. 5:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hess with a bounce pass goes to Emily Evans. Norwich really working it around here, taking their time. They go to Dewar on the left side. Now to Hess straight away. They'll back it out. 10 on the shot clock, 5 on the game clock. And here for Dewar, another 3, rattles in and out. Rebound for CV, but it was punched out of bounds. They're going to say this one's going to stay with Norwich here.
What a great offensive set by Norwich. They get a good-looking three-pointer with about 7 seconds left.
And they are going to give it back to CV here. The initial call overruled. Warriors will get it back with 4:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull with you here on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com brought to you by SFCU. Warriors break the press. But it rolls out of bounds off the hands there of McEnany.
Coach Bennett keeping the press on, wants to keep the pressure on, keep this a good 20-point lead here.
Norwich leads 54-29. Some of our special sponsors today include Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Marabito Gresham Insurance, as well as Echo Brands in Sydney. Norwich will get it across midcourt here with Margaret Dewar. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. She's going to have to shield herself off and gives it to Em Evans, who came to bail her out. Evans on the far side as we hit 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. A pass down low for Van Houten. Works one back out. Here for Dewar. A little step through. Off the mark. Rebound out of bounds. No, saved by Hess, but it went right to Goodstall.
Two good possessions from Norwich, though, taking a lot of time off the clock.
Back down the floor for O'Connor as Norwich leads 54-29 with 4:15 to go. Pull-up jumper for Goodstall. No. Rebound loose on the floor, and Norwich comes away with it. Emily Evans back in transition, takes it to the hoop and scores. 23 for Emily Evans. Timeout taken here by Norwich as we have 4 minutes left. And Norwich leads 56-29 over Chenango Valley in the Section 4 Class B Championship game. We'll be back.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and Norwich leads 56-29 here over Chenango Valley in the Section 4 Class B Championship game. Nate Lull and Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Webstream is brought to you by SFCU. Back down the floor here for the Warriors as they will go left to right here. It's just not been the Warriors' day here for CV, but Triscuit's had a great afternoon. She puts one up off the glass and good for Maddie Triscuit. And Triscuit now has 16 points for CV. She has a team high there. Makes it 56-31 with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Hess back down the floor for Norwich. Into the corner for Dewar. Splits two defenders up off the glass. No. Rebound here for CV. Nice rebound by Maddie Hayes. She'll bring it back down the floor. Steps through. Off the glass. No. Deflected there by Hess. Well done. Hess with a long pass ahead. Behind everybody to Emily Evans. And the left-handed layup is good.
So, Nate, the only thing we're missing in this game right now is a Mackenzie Hess three, and then we'll have it all.
58-31. Hess has done a lot, and she's not on the score sheet, but she has done a ton here today. Here's Goodstall on the paint. No, rebound for Emily Evans. Stay tuned for our post-game show after this. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose.
And we're not going to get it because we got the subs coming in.
Oh, the subs are coming in unless Hess fires one up here in the next minute or so. Here's Evans on a baseline drive. Steps through, up and under, off the glass, and it is all fallen for Emily Evans. 27 is going to end her day.
Fans. Here come the Norwich fans.
The purple and white are on their feet on the far side. They can smell it now. Both teams have cleared the benches, and the Norwich girls are going to be back here next Sunday.
And rightfully so. They've played a pretty complete game. It's been a great game to watch. They should be proud of themselves. Great game plan. Fist pumps around. Good for the Norwich girls.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. With 2:43 to go, Norwich leads 60-31 on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Some more special sponsors for our broadcast today include Assemblyman Joe Angelino, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Stacy Frazier, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, and Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich. Warriors with the basketball. They'll come across midcourt here. Both teams have cleared the benches, so we have some JV players in here for both sides that have come up to end the season. And they're getting to play out here on the arena floor. A shot by CV is going to roll out of bounds. And there's some good young talent out here for NHS.
What a good experience for the girls from Norwich, right? We have two girls that have been on varsity all year, Julie Turner and Julia Llewellyn. The other three are all JV players. Good experience for them, though.
Yeah, just to get a chance to say, hey, I played out on the arena floor. That's pretty cool. Not many people can say they did that. It's so hard to get here. And Norwich with a shot. Oh, almost another three. Might have been on the line there, but it wouldn't go for Maya Adolf. And a rebound underneath. We'll have a foul. Looks like this foul's going to be on Norwich. Yes. And so CV will get it back. So, Rich, I don't know if you want to come down next Sunday, but be glad to have you again.
Well, if they let me out of Shenango County, maybe I'll come down.
We will be glad to do that game next Sunday. We will get all the particulars and bring that info to you this week here on WCDO. A steal now by Norwich. Julia Llewellyn got a piece of that. And back down the floor for the Purple Tornado. Ball loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it back to the Warriors with a minute 54 to go.
I don't know, Nate. The bosses of Section 4 are looking at me like I got three heads over here. I don't know. I don't know if they want me to come back down.
We are sitting with some of the biggest names in Section 4 here. We got VIP seating today. We love it.
I can't get a reaction from Mr. Bryant, though.
A pull-up jumper here for CV. It won't go. And Norwich with a rebound. Back down the floor they come. So Norwich is going to be our third local team that will punch their tickets to the state tournament that we cover here on WCDO. As now we will have a steal and a foul. CV got that steal. We're going to have the Franklin girls moving on, the South Courtright boys, and now the Norwich girls. So we will have three teams moving on to play. The SK boys are going to be back down playing a sub-regional game on Tuesday night at Johnson City High School. They're playing a team out of Section 1.
What a great move by Coach Bennett. He gets his last girl off the bench. Even though it's a JV girl, he switches them off with a JV girl with another JV girl. So the two varsity girls stay on. The one with JV girl comes in. So now everybody on the Norwich sideline has played. What a great move.
Jessica Gates to the bench for, or the line, I should say, for CV. She gets the first shot. Makes it 60-32. And from what I've been told, talking to some of my Section 3 contacts, Norwich and General Brown should be a good matchup. Second shot goes for Jessica Gates.
I know the Norwich coaching staff has seen them a couple times. I think you're going to watch them again. From what I was told from my sources on the bench, that we have two very similar teams.
Yeah, I've heard it could be a lot of fun. Some of my contacts said, you know, General Brown, a very strong team, maybe not quite like the South Jeff team that we've seen in the past, the South Jefferson team, but it should be a very good matchup.
I heard we have similar size. I heard we play similar type of games. So if you have me back, maybe I'll try to watch a scouting tape so I might know a little bit more.
Yeah, we got to do our homework this week. It's fun seeing some new teams.
Yes, absolutely.
Shot for Norwich on the left side will not go for Josie Ryan. And CB back down the floor here for the Warriors to try to go to the high post. Knocked away. We're going to have a foul on Norwich with 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. And Coach Bennett is coaching like this is a one-point game.
He always does that. He wants the JV girls still to make the right decisions, the right plays. He has high expectations. He's always been like that.
So Norwich girls leading 60-33. They're a minute away from their third straight Section 4 Class B championship. Of course, they won 2 years in a row. As the shot from the line for CV is no good. We had the COVID year, so you can technically say three straight, but we did not have anybody play last year in sectionals. And now Norwich a minute away from a third straight. Second foul shot won't go. Rebound for CV. They'll pull it out and have another chance at it. Jumper here for the Warriors. No. Off to the right side and a rebound underneath for Josie Ryan. The seventh grader. How many times do you see a seventh grader in Class B? A nice dish off here. The shot won't go for the Purple Tornado. Emma Ergo couldn't get that to go down. 40 seconds left. Ball to the high post for the Warriors, still going left to right here in the second half. Turnaround shot is off the glass and no good. A rebound underneath. We'll have another foul here on Norwich. Ainsley Staub came in for that rebound.
It's not too many times, Nate, that you're in a sectional finals and you get a JV basketball game breakout.
That's you're exactly right. This has literally turned into a JV game.
It's great, though. It's great to see these young girls go out there and play. I mean, we just had a seventh grader from Norwich, Josie Ryan, going down, giving a great pass.
Great pass.
Call this the JV championship.
Shot here for CV is up and good for Ainsley Staub. A great season for CV. Again, knocking out Oneonta in the semifinals. They made the Stack semifinals as well. I mean, this CV program, Coach Ryan Hayes does a great job with them. They'll be back here in the future, I'm sure. Second shot off the back of the rim is no good. A rebound for Norwich with 30 seconds left. And a long pass ahead is tipped out of bounds and will stay with the Purple Tornado.
I always wonder how girls, how teams, not even girls, but how teams are going to celebrate when a game like this. I mean, it's been kind of in no doubt since the second half started. How do they celebrate? How do you celebrate this game?
That's a good point.
Are they going to come out like they just won a one-point game? I mean, it's interesting. How are they going to do this?
Norwich with the ball. We're going to see in 20 seconds how they celebrate. Norwich to the inside here and a foul. And this is going to be Juliana Turner heading to the line, if I'm not mistaken, here for Norwich. 16 seconds left. I cover some teams. I've seen both sides. I've seen teams that win a lot, that just kind of cheer and walk off the court, and I've seen teams go absolutely ballistic.
I'm wondering, because the Norwich girls are used to winning. This is the third one in a row. Oh, great. Julie Turner gets a foul shot. I love it.
Love it.
So it's not like most of these girls have been here before. So how do they celebrate today?
Second shot for Turner, no. Rebound for Norwich. They lead 61-34. 10 seconds left. They'll work it to the far side. Will Norwich get one last shot off? No, they'll get a traveling violation with 6 seconds left. My favorite was always deposit girls softball, which, of course, won 4 or 5 state championships. And sometimes they would just clap like it was another day at the office.
Well, we're going to find out right now.
Warriors get it across midcourt, and that's going to do it. Norwich girls, they do. They flood out onto the floor, and they win 61-34. It's a three-peat for the Norwich girls in Section 4, Class B. They're at midcourt, lots of hugs. And some of these girls that are seniors have been a full part of this three-peat since back in their freshman and sophomore seasons. Hugs all around, smiles for the coaching staff. Our photographer friend Jamie Mullen is out there snapping away his photos.
Good
and
stuff.
Norwich wins 61-34. The postgame show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At NBT Wealth Management, our 401k approach is focused on one thing, your business. Our experts will customize a plan, giving your business access to our extensive services. Plus, you get full fee disclosure with one easy point of contact. So see why NBT Wealth Management has a 97.5% customer retention rate and start meeting your goals with our guidance. Learn more at nbtbank.com/401k.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Time for the post-game show as the Norwich girls win their third straight Section 4 Class B girls basketball championship, and they are about to be presented with their medals here at half court at the arena in Binghamton. And it is all smiles as several of these girls have been on all three of the Norwich championship teams. I'm here with Norwich athletic coordinator Rich Turnbull. What does this mean to the Norwich community? There's been, you know, Norwich is known as a basketball town. What's this mean?
It means exactly what you said. A lot of people know us as a basketball town. We certainly are. It feels like a basketball town with things like the Gus Macker tournament and the YMCA. And, you know, we've talked about the 92-93, 93-94 state championships. It's just, people love basketball in Norwich, and this is just going to be another chapter in the book of Norwich basketball. And kudos to these girls, and kudos to Coach Brendan, the coaching staff, and the whole community gets behind them. It's so much fun to be a part of. I'm lucky that I'm one of the few people that can stroll in the gym and, you know, do whatever I want, and I get to see it. And I'm just blessed to be part of it, and this is awesome. I'm so happy for the girls.
Here is our scoring summary tonight. First for Norwich, 27 points for Emily Evans. Before I continue, again, 12 three-pointers the Norwich girls hit today. Emily Evans, 27 points. That's a game high. 13 for Margaret Dewar. 6 apiece for Olivia Schiraldi and for Devin Flanagan. 5 for Cameron Van Houten. 3 for Maddie Morris. And 1 for Julia Turner. Rich, when you really think about it, Maddie Morris only with 3, nothing for Mackenzie Hess. It didn't matter today, though.
When you got Emily Evans scoring like she did, when you got Margaret Dewar scoring like she did, oh, man, it's great to be in Norwich this tonight. We're going to have a good celebration tonight. We're going to have the fire trucks out for the girls. It's going to be great. We don't need Maddie and Mackenzie to score. When you got other people scoring, it's a It's a team game. We emphasize it here in Norwich. It's a team game, and we did it.
Any idea when the parade might be, if people are listening, if they want to go downtown?
We will be having it, you know, just follow our Twitter feed, at NCSD Athletics. I'll tweet it out there. It's going to be coming soon. I know the fire trucks are getting ready. Probably depends on how much celebrating they do down
here.
That's
true. Very true. They're out there right now taking pictures with their plaque and their medals. Here's the scoring for Shenango Valley. 16 for Maddie Triscuit. She was tremendous. For CV, 8 for Emily Goodstall. Let's see, 4 for Maddie Hayes, 2 for Allison O'Connor, 2 for Jessica Gates, 1 apiece for Ainsley Staub, and for Chloe Osteen. For anybody listening out there, when we do a game where we have a team that we normally cover and then a team from out of our coverage area, we do give 3 awards to the team that we cover normally. It's no disrespect to CV. Fantastic season for them. Really enjoyed watching them today. Obviously, Maddie Triscuit with a heck of a ball game, but we will give 3 awards here to Norwich. Just putting that out there. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Easy choice, 27 points for Emily Evans. Red hot. CV left her alone to start the game. She buried some threes and never looked back.
Yeah, if you said that Emily Evans was going to be the offensive player of the game before this, you would be excited if you're a Norwich fan, because she's one of those girls that usually, you know, gets 8 to 10 to 12 points a game. You're not looking for three-pointers especially. I mean, wow, what a great game for Emily. She deserves it. She works hard.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. No points today, but I'm going to go Mackenzie Hess. I thought she was great. She also could have been the all-purpose, but I just think a player that deserves an award here today is Mackenzie Hess.
She's really good in the middle of the press. She sees the floor very well. We were calling her the general, probably because of her offensive of game, you know, being the point guard, but she really gets a lot of steals in the middle of the press. She's fun to watch. She's great. I'm lucky to have her in class. Great girl. Give her whatever you want. I'm for it.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season, is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to go with Margaret Dewar for this. 13 for Margaret. Hit some huge threes. And just always, you know, there was a few times where Norwich really needed a bucket. She'd make a backdoor cut. Boom, it was in.
Margaret's that really good shooter that everybody looks for on the court. She's going to St. Lawrence. Everybody kind of knows about her. She's the one that everybody looked to at the beginning of the year that was going to be the scorer. She's a great player. If we're going to go, you know, a long ways in this tournament, in the state tournament, she's going to have big games. I agree with you. She played well tonight. She hit some big shots. You know, kudos to all the girls. They all deserve an award. The coaching staff deserves an award. The community deserves an award for coming out. Norwich is going to, you know, it's going to be a fun time tomorrow in school. It's going to be a fun time tonight. It's great. It's awesome.
And you'll get a full week of preparation as Norwich will be back here. I was just glancing at the bracket. The bracket does say 3:30 possibly here against General Brown. That could change, obviously. So make sure you follow WCDO this week. We'll be announcing it on the radio, the game time here next Sunday. It will be back at the arena. Also have it on WCDOsports.com, and check out any of the Norwich social media or the Norwich High School website. I'm sure you'll have it all there as well.
I'm trying to get Coach Bennett's attention and get him over here, but he's not going to score.
I was going to say, if we could wave him down, those pesky newspaper guys are over there talking to Emily and to Coach Bennett right now. So
he would. I'm telling you right now, I've known him for a long time. He'd rather be sitting with us.
I think he would. So. And we'll hang out here for a minute and see if we can grab his attention. But, again, a big thank you to the...
You want me to go get him, Nate?
I mean, if you think we could get him...
I will.
Rich is going to get him, so we'll keep it right here. And, again, a big thank you to the arena staff here for setting us up. The arena really goes above and beyond to put us down here on the court, so we appreciate that. And, again, a big thank you to Craig Stevens, to Rob Ray, and especially to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Main Street Sydney Studios. They do a lot of great work. We're going to take a quick break. I think we can get Coach Bennett over here, so we'll just pause. I think it's worth it so we can talk to him after winning this sectional championship, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Waste Recovery Enterprises is now providing residential and commercial trash pickup to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. To get reliable service at a low monthly rate, simply call Waste Recovery at 607-563-2616. Call for rates today, 607-563-2616. We also have all sizes of roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. For affordable, reliable weekly trash pickup, call 607-563-2616 or visit wasterecovery.com. Now expanding services to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time into the arena here. It is Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull. Rich is the athletic coordinator in Norwich. We're going to see if Coach Bennett moseys over here. If he doesn't, that's totally okay. But, Rich, 12 three-pointers today for the Norwich girls. Do you think that's got to be close to a school record? I mean, off the top of your head, what do you think?
I'm telling you right now, Coach Bennett would know. If he would come over here, he might not come over here, but he would know. He's a guy that knows a lot of the stats, and he knows a lot of the history behind it. He's a graduate of Norwich High School. He's been around a long time. He's given everybody hugs. He's that guy. I mean, he coaches with a lot of passion, and he coaches with you said it in his podcast, right? He's very misunderstood mm-hmm. a lot of the times, but. He coaches with a lot of passion, and he has a rich history in Norwich. He played the point guard position for the boys in the late 90s. He loves Norwich. I don't know if there's a guy that loves Norwich more, but now they're going to get him on the TV, so I don't know if we're going to get him.
The TV's got him, so we'll probably wrap it up here so we can get back to the tunes here today. See these pesky TV and newspaper guys always getting in our way, but, hey, we tried.
I could get him on my phone. I'll put him on Twitter.
Well, he's due, I would say, to come back for another podcast episode as well.
He's just so much fun to talk to. I mean, he's so passionate when he's on the court, and he's crazy. I mean, he'll even admit it. He's crazy on the court. He's actually a really calm, cool, and collective person outside the basketball court. It's kind of Jekyll and Hyde a little bit with him. It really is.
It really is. Having gotten to know him off the court a little bit, he is. He's very cool, calm, collected.
Yeah.
And you get him on the court, though, and, you know, you flip the switch, and he's gone. You know, he's ready.
He's like that in anything, too. If you play him in darts or you play a game of pool with him, or I've played cards with him, oh, my goodness. He's caught throwing anything. He loves to win, and he's built this program into just expecting to win like we talked about.
So we'll wrap it up here again. The Norwich girls winning the sectional championship today live at the arena in Binghamton over Shenango Valley, 61-34. There will be a parade in Norwich a little bit later tonight. So if you're around the Norwich community and you want to stop down, they're going to be going right down Main Street, Rich. Is that right?
I have no idea. They just said, hey, Rich, we're having a parade, and I'll be there.
So I would
imagine we're going to go right straight through the middle of town. That's what we usually do.
Yeah.
So they're coming from the south, so they'll probably start a Price Chopper, I would imagine.
Okay.
That's what we usually do, and then we'll go through the middle of town, probably take a right at the Four Corners, down, you know, past the fire department and all that, and right back into the school. So we'll see everybody down there. Come out and support the girls and support the community, and hopefully we'll have a few more parades after this.
Definitely. So thanks for listening here today, and thanks to all our special sponsors. Again, the Norwich girls win 61-34, and we will see you on Tuesday night. The South Courtright boys will play in the New York State sub-regional round live from Johnson City. I believe that game's at 6 o'clock. Check back to WCDOsports.com. We'll have that for you there, and we'll see you again soon on WCDO Sports. Thanks, everybody.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.